Welcome to Voices from the Frontline, segment of the 4 o'clock Public Affairs Hour on KPFK, 90.7 FM in Los Angeles, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara, and streaming on the web for the world at www.kpfk.org. My name is Manuel Criollo, and I'll be your host for today. We have a great lineup of guests and frontline struggles that take us from Maywood to Uruguay. We're going to begin the show with the story out of the city of Maywood. Just last month in the city of Maywood, allegations of severe police abuse and racism has promoted Maywood City Council to ask for an investigation by the State Attorney General's Office. Joining us today to discuss the current status of the investigation is Felipe Aguirre, City Council member and Vice Mayor for Maywood and a member of Pro Uno, a local environmental justice and environmental rights organization in Maywood. Second, we're going to go as Congress is preparing to discuss immigration reform. A surge in immigrant raids in recent months has led to thousands of arrests and deportations in cities across the country. Emma Lozano, president of Pueblos Sin Fronteras, a Chicago-based immigrant rights organization, one of the leading organizations that is fighting for immigrant rights across the country, will be joining us to discuss the raids and the protests that have followed a series of raids. And we're going to end the show with, of course, President Bush has arrived in Guatemala, marking the fifth day of his visit to Latin America. This is his longest trip in Latin America, in Brazil on Thursday, in Uruguay on Friday, and this weekend in Bogota, Colombia. Bush has been met with mass protests and marches. To discuss Bush's trip is Michael Fox, a freelance journalist and reporter currently based in Uruguay. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome to Voices from the Frontline. So in the city of Maywood, following a request by the city council there at Maywood, the state attorney is investigating claims of brutality, racism, sexual abuse, and corruption inside the Maywood Police Department. Joining us today is Felipe Aguirre, a city council member and vice mayor for Maywood and a member of Pro Uno, a local environmental justice and immigrant rights organization. Welcome to the show, Felipe.
Hey, thank you for having me on, Manuel. I wanted to send a shout-out to Emma Lozano, whom I know very well from Chicago, and her brother, Rudy Lozano, martyr.
I've been reading a lot of the stories about the story out of Maywood and the police investigation that's going to be sparked by Jerry Brown, who's the state attorney general. And obviously, as I know, the Justice Department will most likely also be involved. And, you know, and in looking at the story, I, in fact, see it from one perspective as a great story in some ways of your amazing organizing, the organizing that you guys have been doing out there, I mean, I'm assuming the last 12 years, if not longer, right?
Well, I would say that Maywood is the culmination of a process of immigrants becoming Americans and Americans cleaning up after the prior generations, you know, of people that lived in these communities, you know, and Maywood at one time was a vibrant union household community with a lot of good paying jobs here in the southeast at Bethlehem Steel, mm-hmm. at the oldest GM plant in Southgate. And as those industries left, you know, they left a lot of pollution in our communities and also a lot of political pollution. And sort of now the immigrants who have become Americans again are now cleaning up the whole process. And I think that's basically what we have here in Maywood.
Mm-hmm. And obviously you and many people of your colleagues have been, you know, very instrumental in being able to raise the issues around environment and community for many years.
Well, what happened, you know, the community of Maywood, I think, was ready for this situation, and the people were really quick to respond. And it's not only just due to one organization. It's to many, many different mm-hmm. community organizations. We have our local Catholic Church, St. Rosa Lima, One LA organization, the LULAC, Women's Mujeres de Maywood, and many, many different groups that really coalesced around these issues, and that's how we won the city council elections a year ago. Mm-hmm. And since then, you know, we've been responding to the needs of our community, you know, that had been really neglected for such a long time. You know, Maywood is the most densely populated city in the United States, over 30,000 people living in 1 square mile. Mm-hmm. So we have a lot of the same problems that a bigger city like Los Angeles has, but, you know, in a microcosm.
Sure. So why don't you tell folks who listen over the radio what has led to the investigation of the Maywood police, what are the charges, and what's the current process that we're in right now?
Well, what happened is that, you know, people have been coming before the council and before I was in council complaining of a lot of police practices, and I would always send people over to the police department to file claims or to file complaints, and they would come back and say, you know, no one had ever dealt with their complaint or no one ever knew about your complaint, or they would get turned away. And we kept hearing this a lot, particularly during the last 5 or 6 years with a lot of the checkpoints that were going on in the city of Maywood, which community was able to stop like 3 years ago, where every weekend, you know, the Maywood Police Department would organize these driver's license checkpoints. And it was really like a fairly large business, you know, of towing these vehicles, and nobody would listen to the people at City Hall.
Mm-hmm.
And we got tired of going over there and petitioning the government for redress, and we just decided to become the government. That was the thing that we said, you know, the quickest way to stop a lot of these problems is that, you know, to go out there and have a conversation with our community and dialogue. And so we've been responding to what people's necessities are, and in terms of the police, we kept hearing a lot of these things, and we created a police commission at the beginning of our term in office last year. And the commission has brought a lot of this information. As a matter of fact, a lot of these things have come because people have a place to address their complaints, and they have, you know, citizens that are listening to what's going on. And really is a pent-up frustration of many, many years of people not being listened to and their complaints getting shoved underneath the desk or put away. And I think that this has come to a head now, because we decided finally to listen to what people wanted, and we wanted to seek an outside agency, and particularly the state attorney general, to come in and to investigate all these different allegations to see if what validity they have, and to give a way so that people can participate in that process.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's really what we need. We need to have a safe city, but not abusing the citizens of Maywood or the people that come in to visit Maywood.
Well, you know, it's interesting that, you know, you're telling this story, because I think in many ways, you know, what you guys have been able to do by, you know, both, you know, so grassroots action and also your ability to sort of control some power at City Hall, in contrast to, let's talk Los Angeles, where at least, you know, we've been fighting pretty fiercely some of the politics that Mayor Villaraigosa has attempted to push, which hasn't necessarily addressed, you know, sort of structural root causes of what creates, you know, issues of crime, and rather him sort of pushing a lot the issue of trying to add more police to the force. In many ways, the debate at Maywood, it seems like a different discussion, which is, let us first talk about what is the conduct of our police before we even talk about what makes our community safe.
Yeah, there's no debate that we need police in the city. And we need the citizens to be involved in the policing of their community. That's one of the main things that has been missing here in the city of Maywood. And we're organizing these Black Watch committees in the city and getting the police to be more proactive and get them out of their vehicles and to walk the streets and to ride the bicycles. All those things are very necessary, but they cannot be separated from reform of the police department. We need to have women police officers. We need to have police officers that live in Maywood and or that grew up in this area. And they know the problems that we have here with a lot of the gang violence. And we cannot deal with the issues in, of those things unrelated to the question of, you know, the education. We have a 70% dropout rate here from our local high schools for the children that come from Maywood. And we need to participate with the youth to get them involved in the community in productive activities and get them away from a lot of these activities that become very destructive, you know. And that can only happen with participation of the youth, participation of the community leaders, and getting all of our family members to care for each other. You know, like that saying, it takes a village.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what Maywood is about, because it is 1 square mile. There's a lot of participation by the community since we got elected last year. Council meetings have been packed, you know, for and against, but I think that people are really participating. That's really what you're talking about, civic engagement. As long as you have people discussing the issues and not discussing, you know, little things that are inconsequential, I think that's really important. The community has taken ownership of their city, and I think that's really what's driving all this situation of what's going on. And, you know, I keep getting a lot of calls, you know, about people making complaints, and we want things to happen in a very constructive way because we need to build, you know, another city as possible. And I think that's really where our view is at. The city has been, like I said, contaminated for a long time, and we have a lot of people here that had a lot of environmental problems, and we need to address those things, and they're all related, you know, to the question of the violence, and they're related to the attitude of the people saying, hey, you know, if we know our rights in terms of certain things, we're not going to let somebody else trample on our rights. And that's what it's all about, you know, accountability, and that's what we called the, Mr. Jerry Brown in, and we met with him a couple of weeks ago, and they're in the process of initiating this investigation.
So why don't you tell the public what are the things that are particularly being investigated? I've been reading some reports from, you know, many, you know, some very fine lawyers like Cynthia Anderson Baker and Antonio Rodriguez, who each of them who have different claims from either their own clients or from their history of dealing with Maywood. And it seems that it just ranges everything from straight out racism to, you know, there are issues of sexual misconduct. There's issues, even some much broader issues, which I think you were bringing out, which was the checkpoints. But, and in fact, the checkpoints also have some level of corruption tied to it, or possibly could have, you know, where actual people, either in the police department or in the old city council, were taking advantage, essentially, of the midday checkpoints that they were putting out in Maywood, which, for people who don't know, I mean, I think you're already alluding to it, but in Maywood, given that there's a lot of immigrants who by necessity would probably have to be on a car, but most likely don't either have insurance or don't have licenses because of state laws and federal laws, it led to a lot of people not, you know, being taken, their cars taken away and having massive fines.
Yeah, I think that basically, you know, one of the things that the community really got involved with that situation, because they were collecting like 90 cars in a weekend, and it was really like a racket. It had no law enforcement purpose, and many of the officers in the city of Maywood knew that, and they would tell me they were really opposed to this. But there was a big push, you know, to make revenue, and it wasn't for the city. It was basically for the Maywood Club, though, the owner of the tow trucks, who had the contract with the city. And the people really got involved and rose up, and we got a lot of the political leaders involved from the state of California, and we were able to stop those checkpoints. But still, you know, there was a lot of chasing of the vehicles, you know. So there seems to be this really obsession with traffic, but I think that, in essence, you know, when a police department is manipulated for political purposes, you know, to go out and look for supposed enemies, for people that are driving without a license, we have this new law that came down from the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, which is a case in Oregon that basically said you cannot target a driver based on their ethnicity, you know, the color of their skin, and take away their vehicle and impound it for 30 days. So on the basis of that law changing in 2005, we basically changed the law in the city of Maywood, and we said you can no longer tow and keep the vehicles for 30 days. So on the basis of that, we're in the process of now reorganizing the police department. We have a new chief of police, and we're trying to make those changes so that people have more confidence, because there are problems here with gang violence and there are problems with crime, but people don't want to denounce it to the police because sometimes they fear something's going to happen to them. And those are the real problems that we have to work out, you know, in a way that all the parties are involved in making a solution.
What's your hope of this investigation, and what do you think sort of this will take the city of Maywood? Would it mean, you know, obviously sort of cleaning up home and bringing in new police officers and, you know, a whole new series of trainings that will capacitate people, you know, with a better relationship with the community?
Yeah, I think so. I think this department needs to belong to the community of Maywood, not the community of Maywood belong to the police department. It takes up about 60 to 75% of the city budget, so it's a big expense, and we need to really get what we're paying for. The people need to feel secure that when something is happening to them, they can call the police and they'll be responded to. And there's a lot of very fine police officers in the city of Maywood. I'm personally aware of them. And I think this is really creating a bad spot for them, because they know about a lot of these problems. And hopefully some of them will come forth, you know, and the police department and the city council will cooperate with these investigators and get to the bottom of the problems and try to clean it up, because we need to restore the confidence of the people in the police department and the police department in the community of Maywood, because we need to make it a community police department, not just in and to itself. And that's basically what we're trying to do.
Felipe, how does it feel being on the other side in some ways? Both, you know, obviously you were an organizer for many years, and now you're sort of in a position of both actually creating a lot of policy, and fortunately you have a majority, it seems, at this time, that's being able to create some really positive things. I know you were pretty instrumental in creating Maywood as a sanctuary city last year. Does it feel to be on the other side, and what have you seen some as sort of the limits, or not even the limits of the work that you've been doing?
Well, I think it's not really like being on the other side. I think it's bringing the other side to you. And I think that's really the way that that I'm approaching it, because in reality, we've abandoned the public sphere in the sense of wanting to be out and being activists, but it's a question of political and social power for the people. And if we put it in that perspective, you know, what's the next logical level up to you? You've organized and you've been out there and you've created a movement. It's to take that movement to its rightful place, which is the decision makers, and not just have other people decide for us. You know, but we set the agenda and we develop the policies to make those changes. We have a lot of problems in our city regarding the issue of housing, and we need to really deal with it. We have a lot of, you know, illegal people living in garages, and we need to legalize those processes and let people, you know, live in a clean community, but also at the same time changing policies so that affect the people, the poor people that are in this community and who are basically the ones that pay the taxes. The immigrants created the city. They're building the city on a daily basis, you know, building homes, you know, rehabbing old houses. The city's really putting a lot of emphasis in terms of those kinds of things, you know, loaning the people who live here money to rehab their homes.
That's great.
We're working also with the school district to make sure that the schools are open after 3 p.m. We have a new Maywood Academy High School, and we're going to make the pool there available to the citizens of the city of Maywood during the summertime, and to have youth activities there, because I think those are the things that bring people back in civic communication with each other. And we start creating the community from the base up, you know, utilizing the power of the city council, but also not forgetting the power that we have established as far as community organizations working with the people.
Well, it's a great story, Felipe, and I mean, I wish you all the luck. Why don't you give folks ways to contact you or contact, you know, all the multiple organizations that you work with?
Call me here at ProUno, which is my day job, so to speak, at 323-560-1111. Or they can email me at faguirre@cityofmaywood.com.
Felipe Aguirre, thank you very much, and hope we have you on the show again so you can give us the follow-up on that.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. See, we've been listening to Felipe, and you're listening to Voices from Felipe Aguirre, who's the vice mayor of Maywood, and you've been listening to Voices from the Frontlines on KPFK 90.7 FM in Los Angeles and 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara. We'll be right back with our next guest, Emma Lozano.